That nice and loud, sir. That. The answer is yes, it does. And in a way, the very use of the word design to label the current anti-evolution movement is a brilliant piece of public relations. And the reason for that is any person who sees meaning and purpose and order to the universe, and I certainly do, in a sense believes in a kind of design. The thing sort of makes sense. Einstein told us the most incomprehensible thing about the universe is that it seems to be comprehensible. And that's an extraordinary statement to make. So that's a kind of design. But the interesting thing is that in the context of the public debate in the United States today, what you described is actually not what is called intelligent design. And here's the way in which I would put it. I think all other evolutionists would point to the fact that the capacity for life is inherent in matter. Matter is life is a chemical and physical phenomenon. I think that the universe does have a design that is so grand that it makes the evolution of life not only possible, but almost inevitable. The ironic thing is that the proponents of intelligent design actually don't think that, because they don't think the universe is well enough designed to make the evolution of life inevitable. They think constant intervention on the part of the Creator is required to bring about the first life, the first living cell, the first chordate, the first insect, the first bird. In other words, the designer or the Creator had to keep tinkering with it. So in a way, I think most biologists look at the universe and have a grander appreciation for the orderliness of the universe based on what many of us regard as the almost inevitability of the evolution of living things.